This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rashi points out that there's a phenomenon in Parshas Vayechi that is unique, and that is, it is a Parshas Sesuma, but it's completely Sesuma, which means the Baal Koire who reads Vayechi will not notice any space at all between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi other than a space for the next word. You can't tell that it's not a new Parsha, it's not a new Perek, it almost doesn't even look like a new Pasuk. And Rashi says this is to be merames, that once Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes, Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael, our eyes and heart were clogged up. This fits in beautifully according to an incredible remez that has been revealed by the Belzer Rebbe. We know that Mitzrayim is considered the archetype, the inclusive galus, the galus that is all-encompassing of all future galios, galus Bavel, galus Madai, galus Yavan, galus Edom. Mitzrayim incorporated all four. And the Belzer Rebbe reveals that four times the Bnei Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim and four times they emerged, and that is a Masa Avay Simen Labanim for the four Goliaths. So when the brothers go down looking for food the first time without Binyamin, that is Golos Bavel, and when they return back to their father, that is the redemption from Golos Bavel. When they go down with Binyamin, that's Golos Parasumadai. And in that Parsha, Purim is alluded to. That's why we find that the brothers drink with Yosef, Vayesht Vayishkaru Imai, because that descent is merames to Galos Parasumadai, the Galos and the Gula of Purim. And then when the brothers all come down with Yaakov Avinu, until they leave to bury Yaakov Avinu, that's Galos Yavan, that's Chanukah. So Vayechi, this Parsha, is then Galos Yavan. Amazingly, Chazal say, what do we know about Galus Yavan? Shehechshichu einayim shel Yisrael v'gzeiro yseyem, that they darken the eyes of the Jewish people with their decrees. So therefore, this is also merumas in the parsha. Rashi says, why is this parsha susuma? Shekivan shenifter Yaakov, nistamu einayim shel Yisrael, our eyes were clogged up. This is the portent, this is the maaseh avosim in Labanim, to the gzeiros of the Yavanim, shehechshichu einayim shel Yisrael v'gzeiro yseyem. But we could say, even more remarkably, that we know Yaakov Avinu passed away on Sukkot, and his mourning period lasted 70 days, taking you to Chanukah. So the burial of Yaakov Avinu and the Avilus of Yaakov Avinu happened on Chanukah. And that this too is Merumas and Parshas Vayechi, because Parshas Vayechi is the third descent to Mitzrayim, and ultimately coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So when the brothers come with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, that's Golos Yavan, and they're emerging with the bones of Yaakov, with the body of Yaakov to bury him, that's the salvation of Chanukah, and amazingly that actually happened on Chanukah. And then at the end of the parasha, the brothers come back again for the fourth time, and that is the Golos that we are in today, until ultimately we are redeemed, and when the brothers and Klal Yisrael were redeemed, then that portends our geula, ki meitzeis chol be'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.